allow me to introduce myself. They call me Cyber Shots. And I am the host of Cyber Shot Podcast, where we're going to bring you that. Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? Yo, check it out. If this is your first time, hey, that's what's up. Appreciate you stopping by. And today, guess what we have? On the verses. That's right. For some odd reason, I got caught into a vortex of verses. Hey, pandemic going on, plandemic, people stuck in the house. I noticed that the verses are doing pretty good out there. Huh? So what the hell? I'm going to make my own verses. Ready? Today we have. Excuse me. Cats versus dogs. Okay, enough with the sound effects. Okay, first up, we got cats. That's right, cats versus dogs. Let's do a little research, shall we?
Sure, we.
Oh, there I go already. Let's do a little research, shall we? You heard me now? No, you're herming now. When were cats first domesticated?
What the hell? Seriously?
Wow. Ancient Egyptians may have first domesticated cats as early as 4,000 years ago. Plentiful rodents probably drew wild felines to human communities. The cats are skilled in killing them may have been the first earned attention of humans. Very interesting. Now, that was in ancient Egypt, by the way. Let's not get that confused. Let's try this one more time. You know what I'm saying? My assistant seems to be glitching. When did the ancient Egyptians first have cats? Oh, okay. This is just lovely. The way it's going on here. Anyway, this is not working out so well. But you know what? My dad, AKA One Take Jake. Yo, check this out. I did a little bit of research. And what it says is that Egyptians worship many different animals. You know what I'm saying? Dogs were considered to be grateful for their hunting skills and protecting skills. Yes, that's right. I agree with that. I love dogs. Now, the cats were considered to be very, very special due to the simple fact that they were supposed to have magical powers for those who housed them. Oh my, check this out. Let me go back to my assistant. I think she got into my Hennessy. It's hard to find good help these days, isn't it? Are cats considered to be mystical creatures? Yeah. Wow. Very interesting. Once again, my assistant isn't talking. How about that? She isn't saying anything. But yes, cats are considered to be mystical creatures. You know what I'm saying? Now, check this out. We're going to start off with the cats, right? Now, check out my IGTV. You know what I'm saying? Link is in the bio. You can check out my IGTV and you will see me with a cat. That's right. My sister's feline. And you will also see me with a dog, a pit bull. That's right. Family pets. You got to love them. Hold up. Before I get into that, how many cats have I myself personally had? Me, myself? I've only had one cat. Yes. His name was Snowball. And he was white with green eyes. Yeah. Shout out to Snowball. Yeah, what's up, Snowball? Snowball is long gone, I tell you that. Shit, Snowball would be fucking, what, 580 years old or some shit like that. 575, some shit, I don't know. But anyway, that's the one cat that I had, you know what I mean? Snowball, my daughter wanted a cat, so we got her a cat, and yeah, anyway, she had a cat. I'm not a cat guy, you know what I mean? Anyway, but hold on. The plot thickens. Now, check this out. Now, what we're going to do as far as the cats are concerned, here's my thing with my sister's feline, right? See, I got to word this shit properly for you funny guys out there, huh? Huh? Yeah. Uh-huh. I got my eye on you, buddy. Got my eye on Mr. Funny Man out there. Yeah, Mr. Funny Man. But anyway, check it out. Now, my sister's feline, I don't see him that much, but when I do, this cat is fucking hilarious. Do you hear me? He's humorous. He has his own personality. I mean, it's like, you know, man, this cat, okay, I'm going to give you an example. If you go check out the picture on Instagram, I was taking a nap, right? You know, I haven't seen my sister in a while, and I was at her house just kicking it. You know, we chilling, drinking all day, eating and drinking. Love you, sis. Love ya. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, I do. But anyway, because that's my little sister. I'm 10 years older than her, right? And yes, I spoiled the hell out of her when she was young. I spoiled the hell out of her. So she was repaying the favor by giving me massive shots of Hennessy and cooking and eating and drinking. I'm like, yo, slow down, kid. Ease up. What's the matter? Come on, let's go. Let's go here. Let's make moves. You want to go to D.C.? You want to go to Virginia? You want to go to Maryland? We're in the DMV area. Let's go. Yay. No, I'm taking a nap. Wake me up in an hour, and then we'll try this again. We went to Bus Boys and Ports. Is that the name of that? Yeah, we end up going out there. It's a place in the DMV area where they have live port readings, and they have books in the background that you can do a book hunt and search for different type of cultural books, you know. Yeah, man, they got some, hey, man, hidden treasures, gems in there, I'm telling you. Yeah, that was a nice time. But anyway, I said, hold up, sis. Give me an hour, right? Now, this cat is sitting beside me when I said, give me an hour, I'm going to take a nap. She was like, all right, cool, I'll wake you up in an hour, right? I promise you on this. That cat looked at the microwave and looked at me and winked. I was like, whatever, man, I'm tired. So I crashed out, you know what I'm saying? Long trip from Florida to, you know, the DMV area. You know what I mean? So I promise you this. I went to sleep. I think it was 7 o'clock. Do you know at 8 o'clock, that cat tapped me on the head twice. Two times. I woke up and he looked at the microwave and looked at me like, it's an hour. Get up. Let's go. Time to make moves. I'm like, what in the entire hell is up with this cat? Now, one thing I can say about this cat is that, I really do believe the cat sees spirits, you know what I'm saying? Because my sister also had another cat when she was real young, and I hated that motherfucker, and she knew it. Yeah, I hated that damn cat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Mister. Shout out to Mister. Yeah, rest in power, Mister. I mean, he was a cool cat. He just didn't like me for some odd reason. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to sneak in the house after hanging out all night. He's sitting at the door and shit, jumping, slapping me in the back of the head and all type of shit. Yeah, Mr. Crazy Ass, you know, I'll be indulging in some extracurricular activities, if you know what I mean, before I came back to the house. And he would just be sitting in dark places, man. He would wait for me to come in, and he would have his fucking eyes closed. And right when I walked past him, that motherfucker would open his eyes with them cat eyes and scare the shit out of me and make me make some noise and get busted. Yeah, thanks a lot, mister. Really appreciate that. I think you did that like 24 times, man. Yeah, I counted 24. 24 times you did that, mister. But anyway, cats are, you know, they're cleanliness. They will not listen to shit. They do what they want to do, and they have their own mind. But I must admit, it is pretty cool to hear a cat purr, Yeah. Mr. Never Purred for me. Never. But my sister's feline, the one she has now, Licorice. Yeah. Licorice, you know, he kick it with me, man. He'll wait till I, you know what? The funny thing about him is he will wait till I take like 3 shots and then he'll come fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? He'd be all up under me purring and shit. I was like, whoa, wow. You know, yeah, doing cat shit. I'm like, oh, shucks. Check him out, man. He's pretty cool, man. Yeah. And he's like, okay, let's get animated for a second. I'm pretty sure you heard of Garfield. Goofy. You know who the gangster ass cat was way before Garfield. Now, don't get me wrong. Garfield's kind of gangster. He's kind of gangster. Heathcliff. If you want to look up a gangster ass cat, look up Heathcliff. See, Garfield was domesticated. You know what I mean? Garfield was eating lasagna and shit. Heathcliff had a gang. Heathcliff was an alley cat. Heathcliff had a girlfriend. Heathcliff was a boss. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, cats are, they're actually amazing, man, if you get one that likes you. And you know how cats show their affection? Cats show their affection by going outside on the hunt in pursuit of a rodent or maybe even a bird or whatever it is that they can catch as they hunt, thinking that they think they're a little lion. I think they think. Is that a double entendre? I said that wrong, too. Anyway, welcome to Cyber Shop Podcast. So anyway, he goes out there and he makes the kill and he brings back the sacrifice to my sister, his master. And she was like, no, thank you. And he was like, really? And took it back outside. I'm like, yo, was that like a dead rodent or some shit? What the hell? She was like, no, cats do that to show their affections to their masters. I'm like, well, dogs don't do that shit. Dogs bring you a beer. At least mine did. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Cybershot's my man. Listen, I wanted to take a moment and thank you for the reviews and the listens and just your willingness to be a pal and to always give me your feedback. It means the world to me. And on the flip side, every single time that I have the opportunity to hear your recordings, I either will laugh or I'll think. Either way, I am touched by what you have to say. So I am truly honored the fact that I have access to your kind words and to what you have to share, and I'm looking forward to recording more things for you to appreciate and to get feedback on. So thanks a lot.
Club. Man, I haven't been to a club in like 30 years, man. I wouldn't feel right in a club, to be honest with you. Unless I was going to buy it. You know what I'm saying? Unless I was going to buy it or put some merchandise in there. Yeah, you know I mean? Put some merch in there. Slide by, do a podcast in there. Put some merch in there. Hey. Yeah. Anyway, we got a little sidetracked on the open mic. Now, let's get into dogs. That's right, dogs. Okay, we've already done the cats. Now we're going to jump into dogs. I am a pit bull lover. I love pit bulls. That's my favorite dog. Oh my God. Okay. I'll give you my resume on dogs. Shih Tzus. That's right. For all you sensitive people out there. Oh, he has a pit bull. As my boy DeVille D.I. would say, the Peppermint Committee. The Peppermint Committee. Surely you jest. But anyway. I've had a Shih Tzu. I've had a couple of German Shepherds. I've had a Shih Tzu, German Shepherd, a couple of Pit Bulls. A Collie. Yeah, I had a Collie. Yeah, I had a black and white Collie. That was just, well, one of the smartest dogs I ever had. I'm going to say my Pit Bull. No, the Akita. I've also had an Akita. The Akita was the smartest dog I ever had. That motherfucker. Scary how smart that dog was. But anyway, I love Pit Bulls. Right. Now, my favorite pit bull that I had was Shallow. Now, Shallow was, he was big, man. He was like, oh my God, I love that dog, man. He was a blue. Even though in the picture, you'll see a red up there, it's a family pet, you know. is in the family. Yeah, love that dog too. But Shallow would bring me a beer. Yeah. Now I know what you're thinking. Oh, you're gonna let your dog drink? No. He didn't. He wasn't slobbing on it like that. Yeah, you know I mean, come on, man. It was in the cooler, man, which was on wheels, man. I'll be like, yo, Shallow, bring me a beer. That motherfucker look like Spike on Tom and Jerry, man. Yeah, he'll bring me a beer. Sit there. You know what I'm saying? Just sit there. And then I'll pick it up. And I'll be like, yo, is this cold or no? And he'll lick the bottom of it. If it was cold, he'll bark once. Yep. If it was hot, he'll bark twice. Yep. Hell no. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, he was cool as shit. Now, when I had people over there, I'm like, hey, man, look, check this out. You know, we're dinner or whatever, cooking out, you know, just kicking it, chilling, you know, brunch or whatever the fuck. I'm like, hey, man, if he comes near you, guard your plate. Do not fall for any of his shenanigans. Shallow will come up to one of my friends, right? Sit beside him, wagging his tail, do the what's up with his head, right? You know, he's like, oh, man, dog is cool as shit. I'm like, he's about to fucking steal your food, bro. I told you not to let him that long. Whatever, dude. You don't fucking listen to me. I don't care, man. What the fuck ever. So, Shallow would wink, right? He would wink his left eye. Boom. He's like, yo, man, your dog just winked at me. I'm like, oh, here we go. Yeah, man, you might want to tell him to get away from you. You know what I'm saying? You might want to move or guard your plate, bro. What? No, man, he's cool as shit. He'll wink one more time, right? Oh, man, he did it again. And then he would wink the third time and devour your plate. Just hit person. Oh. So, yeah, man, I told you to watch out for that, man. And, oh, man, see, this is one thing that I like about dogs. You can walk dogs, man. You know what I'm saying? You can walk dogs, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, of course, you're supposed to clean up after them. You know, you're supposed to do that. That's what you should do. At least I'll clean up behind the dog. Unless your dog is gangster training. That's right. Hey, man, go over there, handle your business, and cover that shit up. I mean, cover it up real good. Cover it up. I mean, Shallow will be digging a hole to China. Is that racist? Too soon? Hopefully that's not racist. That's not racist. Anyway, that's what he would do. He'd dig up, you know, basically the shit would be covered. You wouldn't step in it. You're just like, damn, you might fall in the hole. Anyway. Yeah, dogs are cool, man. Also, pit bulls seem to protect their owners. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, I believe that pets should earn their keep. You know what I'm saying? Somebody come in the house, yo, you know what to do? Light his ass up. Lock on him. Shit. The fuck you talking about? Yep. I don't care. Bite him anywhere. Shit. He shouldn't be. I don't know this motherfucker. Bite him. Shit. What's a cat gonna do? Come and purr? Get out now. But you know what I'm saying, man? But okay, back to the walking the dog story, man. I used to walk Shallow 5 miles this week. I used to walk him 10 miles every Friday. During the week, maybe one or two during the week. But every Friday, he would be waiting for my ass after I get out the shower. Boom, boom, boom. He'd be like, yo. You know, he come over there bringing me the beer and shit. I'm like, I'm fucking tired. And he'll look at me like Scooby-Doo. Tired? Walk me type of shit. I'm like, no, man. And especially after he came back from PetSmart. You know what I'm saying? Get the shampoo, get the cut. Yeah, man. Get him all, you know, all gangsted up and shit. And I had the spike on him. Big black spike collar and shit, man. I used to just walk him and shit, man. And it was so much fun, man. I mean, he was a big baby, but he would bite your ass, though. If I told him to, he would bite you. That's one thing. If I told him to, he would bite you. Oh, my. Nah, but seriously, that's one thing about pit bulls that people don't understand. If you raise any pet with love, they're gonna react with love. You know what I'm saying? If you raise any pet with hatred, they're going to react with hatred. You know what I'm saying? There's no abuse over there. If you abuse an animal, you don't deserve one. You shouldn't have one. I don't care if it's a guinea pig, a cat, a pig. Yeah, people have pet pigs, and apparently they're supposed to be intelligent, whatever. Now, back to Shallow. Man, I used to walk him, man, you know, when I was staying in the Boricua part of town, man. In the black part of town, man. You know what I mean, man? in the hood, man. It's all good, man. You know, walk to the store, get some beer, some blunts. I mean, some Black and Miles and some and some beer and shit. You know, I'm a backpack, walk them up there, man. You know what I mean? And the fun part was, man, I mean, I remember a couple of, you know, hustling dudes, man, dope boys, man. Yo, get your dog, man. Get your dog. Bro, I got him, man. Hey, he pretty, man. I don't want to play with him. I'm just going to the store, bro. Get your dog, man. I said, no, man, don't shoot my dog, man. I'm just going to the store, man. Chill. He said, yeah, he pretty, man. But get him. Get him. Get him, man. Yeah. Get that big motherfucker. I'm like, wow. Little do you know, he probably wouldn't do anything but lick you unless I told him to bite you. Unless, allegedly. Let me throw those allegedly's in there and shit. Yeah. Now, before I wrap this up, I want to take this time to thank each and every one of y'all for stopping by the podcast. Okay, so I think the lesson of the story is today, animals should earn their keep by protection or affection. You know what I'm saying? Cats, I'll give it to them. They're affectionate. You know what I'm saying? Dogs are too. Don't get me wrong. Dogs are too. But cats just a little bit different. You know what I mean? And also, them motherfuckers see spirits. Cats see spirits. Have you ever had someone walk into your house when you have a cat and that motherfucker hiss at his ass? maybe I shouldn't have did that. Oh, well. One take, Jake, baby. If a cat hiss at a motherfucker, don't fuck with him no more. Don't. Hey, look, listen, do not. I remember one of my homeboys came over one time, man. My sister's cat hissed at that motherfucker. I was like, yo, man, let's go. I never saw that motherfucker again. I was just stopping. Hey, dude, you walked into the house and that cat hissed at you? Yeah, something up with that, bruh. Yeah, peace out. I done forgot the motherfucking name. I ain't seen that. Peace out and never see you again. Long life to you, sir. Real shit, man. Yeah, I'm a big firm believer in cats that see spirits and stuff like that. Some even say that cats talk on Halloween, but that's a whole nother story. Whoa, Cyber Shot. Slow down. That's a whole nother dimension of all kind of things. But anyway, I hope that you all enjoyed this podcast. And here at Cyber Shot Podcast, we like to bring that And with that being said, thank you so very much for stopping by Cyber Shots Podcast. And with that being said, I am up out of this bitch. Yo, that was Hugo Torres. Hugo, what the hell is going on, man? We kind of lost contact, man, since I haven't been on Twitter in a minute. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. But I most definitely got to get back in touch with you. I did check out one of your episodes when you were talking about a PS5 for your son. Did that work out? I hope it did, man. But yeah, man, Hugo Torres, man. Y'all really need to go check him out. Hugo, shout out to you, man. What's going on, man? You know what I mean? Podcasting. Gotta love it, man. I meet a lot of interesting people. Hopefully, you can meet a lot of interesting people, too. The thing is that people do not want to build. I just don't get it. Yo, you know what? Since we're on the open mic, let's take one more call. Then we'll jump back into the show.
Yo, this your dog, man. What up, man? You know you the motivation, man. Shit, send that bitch on through. You know I'm going to play it just like that, dog. Every time, anything you send is straight in there. Just like that, man. I'm waiting on y'all to come up to this damn 4141 lit, man. You know, Thursday, Saturday, Friday, whatever day y'all pick, man. I got you. Just hit me up. Let me know when you're coming. I'll have you some yak. If you a real yak drinker, it better not be on no ice. But however you want it. I have it on ice, whatever. We'll do it like that. And, you know, one of them good old backwoods, too. How about your boy?
Ice? Did you say backwoods? Man.
It seems that you have not checked my resume now, have you, sir? Someday, I will accept your challenge.
Yo, shout out to Southside, man. Someone who I met podcasting, you know what I'm saying? Always show me love, man. Yeah, 40, what was it? 4141 lit? Anybody know about that in Georgia? Let me know what's up. Let me know what's up. But anyway, that's the homie Southside, man. His show was lit, man. He didn't, you know, he never monetized it. You know, he was in his club. I guess it's his club. He's a promoter or something, man. But DJ or something, man. You just, you know, he was holding the club down, man. And thank goodness for mobile podcasting, man. His shit was lit, man. It was a real virtual party. You know what I'm saying? Before all this pandemic and Zoom shit kicked in. Yeah, man, that was a real party. Shout out to Southside. What's up with you, man? Club. Man, I haven't been to a club in like 30 years, man. I wouldn't feel right in a club, to be honest with you. Unless I was going to buy it. You know what I'm saying? Unless I was going to buy it or put some merchandise in there. Yeah, I mean, put some merch in there. Slide by, do a podcast in there. Put some merch in there. Hey. Yeah. Anyway, we got a little sidetracked on the open mic. Now, let's get into dogs. That's right, dogs. Okay, we've already done the cats. Now we're going to jump into dogs. I am a pit bull lover. I love pit bulls. That's my favorite dog. Oh my God. Okay, I'll give you my resume on dogs. Shih Tzus, that's right. For all you sensitive people out there, oh, he has a pit bull. As my boy DeVille D.I. would say, the Peppermint Committee. The Peppermint Committee. Surely you jest. But anyway, I've had a Shih Tzu. I've had a couple of German Shepherds. I've had a Shih Tzu, German Shepherd, a couple of pit bulls. A collie. Yeah, I had a collie. Yeah, I had a black and white collie. That was just, well, one of the smartest dogs I ever had. I'm going to say my pit bull. No, the Akita. I've also had an Akita. The Akita was the smartest dog I ever had. That motherfucker. Scary how smart that dog was. But anyway, I love pit bulls. Right. Now, my favorite pit bull that I had was Shallow. Now, Shallow was, he was big, man. He was like, when he was, I mean, oh my God, I love that dog, man. He was a blue. Even though in the picture, you'll see a red up there. It's a family pet, you know. He's in the family. Yeah. Love that dog, too. But Shallow would bring me a beer. Yeah. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, you're going to let your dog be? No. He wasn't slobbing on it like that. You know what I mean? Come on, man. It was in the cooler, man. Which was on wheels, man. I'll be like, yo, Shallow, bring me a beer. That motherfucker looked like Spike on Tom and Jerry, man. Yeah, here, bring me a beer. Sit there. You know what I'm saying? Just sit there. And then I'll pick it up. And I'll be like, yo, is this cold or no? And he'll lick the bottom of it. If it was cold, he'll bark once. Yep. If it was hot, he'll bark twice. Yep. Hell no. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, he was cool as shit. Now, when I had people over there, I'm like, hey, man, look, check this out. You know, we're dinner or whatever, cooking out, you know, just kicking it, chilling, you know, brunch or whatever the fuck. I'm like, hey, man, if he comes near you, guard your plate. Do not fall for any of his shenanigans. Shallow would come up to one of my friends, right? Sit beside him, wagging his tail, do the what's up with his head, right? You know, he's like, oh man, dog is cool as shit. I'm like, he's about to fucking steal your food, bro. I told you not to let him that long. Whatever, dude. You don't fucking listen to me. I don't care, man. What the fuck ever. So Shallow would wink, right? He would wink his left eye. Boom. He's like, yo, man, your dog just winked at me. I'm like, oh, here we go. Yeah, man, you might want to tell him to get away from you, you know what I'm saying? You might want to move or guard your plate, bro. What? No, man, he's cool as shit. He'll wink one more time, right? Oh, man, he did it again. And then he would wink the third time and devour your plate. Just hit person. Oh. So yeah, man, I told you to watch out for that, man. And oh man, see, this is one thing that I like about dogs. You can walk dogs, man. You know what I'm saying? You can walk dogs, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, of course, you're supposed to clean up after them. You know, you're supposed to do that. That's what you should do. Leash law, clean up behind the dog. Unless your dog is gangster training. That's right. Hey man, go over there, handle your business, and cover that shit up. I mean, cover it up real good. Cover it up. I mean, Shallow will be digging a hole to China. Is that racist? Too soon? Hopefully that's not racist. That's not racist. Anyway, that's what he would do. He'd dig up, you know, basically the shit would be covered. You wouldn't step in it. You're just like, damn, you might fall in the hole. Anyway. Yeah, dogs are cool, man. Also, pit bulls seem to protect their owners. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, I believe that pets should earn their keep. You know what I'm saying? Somebody come in the house, yo, you know what to do? Light his ass up. Lock on him. Shit. The fuck you talking about? Yep. I don't care. Bite him anywhere. Shit. He shouldn't be. I don't know this motherfucker. Bite him. Shit. What's a cat gonna do? Come and purr?
Get out now.
But you know what I'm saying, man? But okay, back to the walking the dog story, man. I used to walk Shallow 5 miles this way. I used to walk him 10 miles every Friday. During the week, maybe one or two during the week. But every Friday, he would be waiting for my ass after I get out the shower. Boom, boom, boom. He'd be like, yo, you know, he'd come over there bringing me the beer and shit. I'm like, I'm fucking tired. And he'll look at me like Scooby-Doo, tired, walk me type of shit. I'm like, no, man. And especially after he came back from PetSmart, you know what I'm saying? Get the shampoo, get the cut. Yeah, man. Get him all, you know, all gangstered up and shit. And I had the spike on him, big black spike collar and shit, man. I used to just walk him and shit, man. And it was so much fun, man. I mean, he was a big baby, but he would bite your ass, though. If I told him to, he would bite you. That's one thing. If I told him to, he would bite you. Oh, my. Nah, but seriously, that's one thing about pit bulls that people don't understand. If you raise any pet with love, they're gonna react with love. You know what I'm saying? If you raise any pet with hatred, they're going to react with hatred. You know what I'm saying? There's no abuse over there. If you abuse an animal, you don't deserve one. You shouldn't have one. I don't care if it's a guinea pig, a cat, a pig. Yeah, people have pet pigs, and apparently they're supposed to be intelligent, whatever. Now, back to Shallow. Man, I used to walk him, man, you know, when I was staying in the Boricua part of town, man. In the black part of town, man. You know what I mean, man? In the hood, man. It's all good, man. You know, walk to the store, get some beer, some blunts. I mean, some black and miles and some and some beer and shit. You know, I'm a backpack, walk them up there, man. You know what I mean? And the fun part was, man, I remember a couple of, you know, hustling dudes, man, dope boys, man. Yo, get your dog, man. Get your dog. Bro, I got him, man. Hey, he pretty, man. I don't want to play with him. I'm just going to the store, bro. Get your dog, man. I said, no, man, don't shoot my dog, man. I'm just going to the store, man. Chill. He said, yeah, he pretty, man. But get him, man. Yeah, get that big motherfucker. I'm like, wow. Little do you know, he probably wouldn't do anything but lick you unless I told him to bite you. Unless, allegedly. Let me throw those allegedly's in there and shit. Yeah. Now, before I wrap this up, I want to take this time to thank each and every one of y'all for stopping by the podcast. Okay, so I think the lesson of the story is today, animals should earn their keep by protection or affection. You know what I'm saying? Cats, I'll give it to them. They're affectionate. You know what I'm saying? Dogs are too. Don't get me wrong. Dogs are too. But cats just a little bit different. You know what I mean? And also, them motherfuckers see spirits. Cats see spirits. Have you ever had someone walk into your house when you have a cat and that motherfucker hiss at his ass? maybe I shouldn't have did that. Oh, well. One take, Jake, baby. If a cat hiss at a motherfucker, don't fuck with him no more. Don't. Hey, look, listen. Do not I remember one of my homeboys came over one time, man. My sister's cat hissed at that motherfucker. I was like, yo, man, let's go, let's go, let's go. I never saw that motherfucker again. I was just stopping. Hey, dude, you walked into the house and that cat hissed at you? Yeah, something up with that, bruh. Yeah, peace out, homie. I ain't seen, I done forgot the motherfucking name. I ain't seen that. Peace out and never see you again. Long life to you, sir. Real shit, man. Yeah, I'm a big firm believer in cats that see spirits and stuff like that. Some even say that cats talk on Halloween, but that's a whole nother story. Whoa, Cybershot, slow down. That's a whole nother dimension of all kind of things. But anyway, I hope that you all enjoyed this podcast. And here at Cybershot Podcast, we like to bring that And with that being said, thank you so very much for stopping by Cybershot's podcast. And with that being said, I am up out of this bitch. Gosh.